last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the Surah Ali Imran, majority of it was recited, besides the first four pages, which was recited the night before. And Surah Ali Imran is a Madani Surah, it was revealed after the Hijrat. So, ulama say that one of the Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving da'wah to the Yahud, the Jews, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was explaining what mistakes they had made. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the da'wah of Iman to the Christians. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what mistakes they made. And the reason for doing this is so we can abstain from the mistakes which were made by the people of the past, and we can be rightly guided. So in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first he mentions about his oneness, that Allah ta'ala is the only one. The Jews, they went off, they changed the kitab. So Allah ta'ala in the first surah, he says, Zalikal kitab, this is the kitab. There is no doubt in it. Yeah, the Christians went astray because of the belief of Tawheed. So Allah ta'ala starts off with Tawheed, Allahu la ilaha illahu. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one. And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions He is the one who has created us in the wombs of the mother. How Allah ta'ala wants to, in the most amazing ways. Normally in life, when a person wants to make something, you need space. You create manufacturing anything and you need light. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without light, without space, in the womb of the mother, which is completely dark, with no tools, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the most perfect human being. SubhanAllah, this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that where the Christians went astray some places, one is that the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which were mutashabih, which were, the meaning were not very clear. They took those meanings and they went behind them. For example, in the Quran Sharif, some places it mentioned Ruhullah. That Isa alayhi salam is the Ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean he is the Ruh and the soul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for example, I looked at that ayat and started following in that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran there are two types of ayat. Some ayat are very, very clear. The meaning is, there's no doubt about them. For example, Qul huwallahu ahad, Allah is one. That everyone can understand. And there are certain ayat which are not very clear, they are obscure. Their meaning is hidden, is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we come across these ayat, then a person must say, Amen Nabi, we believe in it. Kullu min indina, all of these ayat are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we follow the ones which are muhkam, which are very easy to understand. And those which are, the meaning is obscure, a person must abstain from them. Allah ta'ala says that those people in whose hearts there is misguidance, they run after these ayat and that. And then they try to misguide other people also. And the people who are strong in knowledge, they say, Amen Nabi. We believe in whatever Allah Ta'ala says, whatever he means. We do not have true understanding of this year. And then we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbana, dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbana, dua to Allah Ta'ala, Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Then Allah, after giving us hidayat, do not turn our hearts away from iman and keep us steadfast. Wahablana min ladunka rahma. Grant us steadfast on iman from your side. Because you are the greatest giver of gifts. You have given us the gift of iman. Keep us steadfast on this year. Munna Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions amongst the nine prescriptions of remaining steadfast on Iman is this one here, that daily we should try to recite this dua, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. So inshallah, by means of this, a person's Iman will be steadfast. In today's time, you get certain groups also, they say, Allah Ta'ala, for example, is sitting on the arsh, na'udhu billah, Allah is free from lambs, Allah is free from sitting and from things like us. So they also follow these mutashabi ayahs, these ayahs which are not very clear in the Quran, which have got different meanings, the hidden meanings. Then they start following these and they come and ask people. So this is also misguidance. These people they are seeking, Allah Ta'ala says, ibtigha al-fitnati wa ibtigha ta'wili. They are causing fitna, they are causing, they are doing wrong things, and they are seeking the ta'wil and the understanding of this year. These are the people in whose heart there is misguidance. So a person should be very careful of them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. The angels also mention it, and the ulama kiram, by means of dalail and proofs, they also mention about the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter, he mentions that everything in this world, the milkiyat, control, lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala grants mulk, kingdom to whomsoever he wants to, and Allah ta'ala takes it away from whomsoever he wants to. Allah gives to. Allah gives izzat and honor to whomsoever he wants to, and Allah Ta'ala disgraces whomsoever he wants to. In the hands of Allah Ta'ala is all, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one who enters the night into the day and the day into the night. He takes out the dead from the living and the living from the dead. And Allah Ta'ala gives rozi and sustenance to whomsoever he wants to, without any hisab, without any reckoning. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wants to do, Allah Ta'ala can do. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us that do not ever take the kuffar and disbelievers as our friends. If a person does this here, he will cause great harm to himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the day of Qiyamah, where everything will be placed in front of a person. مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْبَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. The good actions you have done, you will find it in front of you. The evil actions, it will be in front of you. At that time, a person will desire, أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. Between his evil actions and himself, he wishes there was a far distance. But then it is too late for a person. Allah Ta'ala is ra'ufun bil ibad. He is very, very compassionate to his servants and bandas. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about the day of Qiyamah, that you must prepare for it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not take the kuffar as your friend. Rather, if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like some Christians said, we love Allah Ta'ala, but he did not follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By means of that, yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. If you want to see that if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the only way is to follow the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by means of that a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are mentioning about the Christianing, about the Christians where they went astray, one thing was that the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they could not understand. That Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without the agency of a father, so they said he is the son of God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there is nothing far-fetched from us. This is our system, our qudrat. So here three incidents are mentioned. One was the wife of Imran, Hamna, where she was not getting any children. At the old age, she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said, oh Allah ta'ala, whatever child is born from me, I will give it, sacrifice it, only for deen. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِي وَاللَّهَ ta'ala, accept from me. So anyhow, when she gave birth, then she was surprised that she gave birth to a daughter. And her husband passed away, most likely while she was expecting still. And she had made a pledge that when, if I get a child, I will hand it over to Masjid al-Aqsa. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she named the child Maryam, and she asked, she was surprised, it's a girl, how can a girl be accepted for the khidmat of Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis? But anyhow, her uncle Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam was there, he took control of her, and then anyhow, he assisted and he made her do a stay in Masjid al-Aqsa in one room, where she used to make ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day when he came there, he found that she was sitting and she had some fruits out of season. So he asked, he said, oh Maryam, where did you get this from? She said, huwa min indillah, this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives, or however he wants to. So Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam was surprised that the fruit came out of season. So he made dua to Allah ta'ala, that oh Allah, I'm out of season, my wife is out of season, but if you can give fruit out of season, then can't you give me also a child out of season? So Allah ta'ala accepted his dua at that time. And at the old age, he was quite old when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a child. So these are two signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Maryam radiallahu anha, how Allah Ta'ala chose her also, and without the agency of a father, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. This also was the Qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is showing that he can work with means, Allah Ta'ala can work without means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can work against means. This is all in that, to show that the Qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala is above everything. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came in this world also, what words did he say, and the signs, the miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made upon his hands, and this was only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the people tried to cause harm to him. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, eventually Allah ta'ala raised him up, and before Qiyamah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him back down again, and he will come and he will kill Dajjal, and Islam will spread in the whole world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and says that we are taking you up now, and we will protect you and save you from the kuffar and disbelievers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the sight of Allah ta'ala is like Adam alayhi salam. The Christians couldn't believe that how come Isa alayhi salam came without a father. So Allah said Adam alayhi salam is more worthy of being the son of God then, because he came without a father and without a mother. So how Allah ta'ala created him without means? So Allah Ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam against means. This is all in the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people wanted to fight Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, argue with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them towards a mubahala, a debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these Christians of Najran who had come to debate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they realized they were on falsehood. So eventually they said, no, we don't want to fight. And they made a truce with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this here in great detail. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one way that the Christians try to deceive the believers is that some of them accept Islam for a short while and they are people of status, and later on thereafter they become kafir and disbelievers. And then many people, because they see them becoming disbelievers, they say there must have been some doubt in this Islam, something wrong in this Islam. So eventually they become misguided. So here also a person has to be very careful. Always the people of batil, this is how they work. For example, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, when he outwardly was a very pious person, many people took bait at his hands also. Many Christians accepted Islam. He used to have many debates with the Christians. and then they accepted Islam at his hand. And then eventually, slowly after that, he went on to one level, that he started claiming, I'm a mujaddid of the time. And he started bringing new masail. And then eventually he went to the next level, I am Mahdi. Hazrat Mahdi. Then he said, I am Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he made claims like this here. And so many, many people, thousands of people were his followers, they also started accepting things. And they went towards kufr and disbelief. So we have to be very careful. Today we get many, many kind of scholars. They come even outwardly in a form that they are giving dawah towards people, for example, accept Islam. And many Christians are accepting Islam at their hands. And then after that, eventually they start making some istihadi masail. They start going against the Imam Irba, the four Imams. And then eventually they go to the next level. So a person has to be very careful. Many people, for example, Dr. Zakir Naik, people they watch him, they listen to him. But some ulama have got great fear that he also might not go on the wrong path. So a person doesn't have an ustad above him. He doesn't have mashayikh above him. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, when Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, he sent a present for Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Gangoi, send it back to him, I don't want it. Because said, Hazrat is such a pious person. So much so that Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali actually wanted to take bait at his hand. And he saw a very bad dream, then eventually he came to Hazrat Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Gangoi said, he's got no ustad, and he's got no sheikh. And I fear a person who doesn't have a sheikh and he's doing so much of work, he eventually will be a means of misguidance to people. So a person has to be very careful in these matters. Allah Ta'ala keep or protect our iman. Thereafter, in the next para and fourth para, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the Kaaba Sharif, the great honor of it, and a person must go for Hajj, spending wealth in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You will only get true piety when a person spends whatever he loves. And whatever a person is spending, then remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is fully aware of that. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala calls the people of iman to hold firm unto the Quran Sharif, everyone, and not to break up and have splinter groups fighting amongst ourselves regarding the usul and the principles of deen. Our principles of deen are very, very clear. Ikhtilafi masail will always be amongst the fuqaha, the great scholars. They will have the difference of views. But the usul and the principles of deen, the Quran Sharif, a person who must all hold firm unto the day and not fight amongst ourselves. Remember the ni'mat and bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala when people were enemies, the sahaba. But Allah Ta'ala is the one who joined between their hearts. And by the ni'mat and bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they became brothers. So brotherhood is based on is a ni'mat and bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When there is unity amongst people, we should make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala join our hearts. The dua is actually a bit long. Manana Akil Sab, Daman Barakatum from Medina Munawwara, from Saharanpur, he encourages, he said in today's time especially, people must read this dua. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. See, because there's so much of fight everywhere, people are arguing amongst themselves. So we must make dua always to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must unite and join our hearts. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, there must be always one group amongst the people, calling people towards goodness, commanding righteousness, and preventing from evil. And they are the truly successful people. And this is why we are called the best of ummah. We have been taken out for the guidance of mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim, commanding towards righteousness, and the greatest righteousness is iman. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ preventing from evil, and the worst munkar is kufr. So one great important function of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to call people towards iman and to prevent and prohibit people from kufr and shirk, and ourselves must believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that the Yahud also, the many of them were disgraced when they broke the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They killed Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and many, many evil things they did. So because of that, Allah Ta'ala disgraced them and embarrassed them. In here, there is a lesson for the believers that when we will not follow the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we will also be disgraced and embarrassed. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that do not take the kuffar and disbelievers as your friends, because they like whatever causes harm to you. Hatred has poured forth, hatred has poured forth from their mouths, and whatever their hearts have got is even worse. These people, you love them, the Christians, the Jews, and their lifestyle, but they don't like you at all. But تؤمنون بالكتاب كله, whereas you believe in the whole kitab, the whole book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you even believe in their books. But these people, they've got hatred for you. And when they meet you also, they are biting themselves out of anger when they see you people. They've got great jealousy for you people. So stay far away from them. Why are you following in their footsteps in the path of the kuffar and the disbelievers? May Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from following in their path. Every aspect of our life, we should try to come out of the day. Once again, Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, people said, they make bad dua for the Christians and the Jews, because they are causing a lot of harm to the Muslims. So Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali made dua, that Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyata wal nasraniyata min qulubina. That Allah Ta'ala take out the love of Christianity and Judaism from our hearts. We've got so much of love for them and all their tariqas and ways. So we must bring this out of our hearts, and we must call these people towards Islam. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions two battles. One is the battle of Badr, very, very, very concise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the help only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are a small jamaat of believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped us with them. So Allah ta'ala sent the angels down with them, and they helped and assisted the Muslims. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in great detail, he mentions about the battle of Uhud. But just before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that we must become muttaqi and go towards Jannat, run towards Jannat. And Jannat has been prepared already for the people of taqwa. Who are the people of taqwa? Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few qualities of them. Number one, they are people who are spending their wealth in the path of Allah ta'ala in good conditions, difficult conditions. They are spending their wealth in the path of Allah ta'ala. Number two, those people who have controlled their anger. Anger is a natural quality within man. It's a very good quality also if it's used in the right direction. Anger against our nafs, against shaitan, against the kuffar and disbelievers. But when it's used in the wrong direction, in the wrong places, then it's completely incorrect. So Allah ta'ala did not say, ya wal'adi min al-ghayz, who do not have anger at all. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who can control their anger. And number three, they will make maaf. They forgive people, they overlook people. And never mind overlooking people. When people do wrong to them, they do ihsan upon them. They are kind towards them. Allah loves such people. And وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, there are those people, muttaqeen, they'll make mistakes. They'll be immorality they fall into. Or they make zulam upon themselves, some guna and sin they have done. They immediately remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are human beings. And as soon as they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah ta'ala is the only one who can forgive sins. And they not make israr. They not steadfast in the guna. As soon as they make a mistake, they make tawbah. Even if so much so, 100 times in a day they made the same guna because of the weakness of human beings. But they make tawbah immediately after the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have prepared jannat for such people. They are very, very good people. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Uhud, where the Muslims went out to fight. And one big examination was given there. People thought the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, our deen is not based on individuals. Even such a great person like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah ta'ala is the most important thing. This will continue till the day of Qiyamah. This is one example which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. That if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to pass away, you must continue. You cannot turn away from your deen. The deen is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum lost the battle of Uhud. In the beginning they were winning the battle of Uhud, but because some people had gone against the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he explained to them, he told them we must stay in a certain place, but they moved away from there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the reasons for the defeat. There are many, many reasons where Allah ta'ala mentioned, but this was one main reason, that because the Muslims had gone against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever the command he had given, it was a lesson for us till the day of Qiyamah. And then Allah ta'ala explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he warned them also, and Allah ta'ala encouraged them, and Allah ta'ala said, the Sahaba, they are forgiven. They made mistakes. They are human beings also. So Allah ta'ala had forgiven them already. So no one has a right to speak ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But there was a lesson till the day of Qiyamah for every one of us, that when we go against the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is when a person will fall. This is when a person will slip. And he will suffer loss in the dunya also. He can suffer loss in the akhirat also. So we have to stay firm, steadfast unto the tariqah and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, complete success for us and success for all the Muslim people. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, subhanallah. After the battle of Uhud, the person just lost, what a battle they lost. But again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next day he told them, stand up now, the kuffar are coming back to attack. He thought they'll finish off the Muslims. So in a place called Hamra al-Asad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only those who took part in the battle of Uhud, they can go and fight against the kuffar. So they stood up. And people came and told them that the whole Jamaat is coming against you, they're going to destroy you. This increased the iman. They said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. He will help and assist us. And then eventually they went, the kuffar got frightened. Allah ta'ala put awe in their hearts. And they ran away. The Muslims came back. Allah ta'ala had given them also some wealth from the day. And no harm came to them. They followed the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan comes, yukhawifu awliya. He tries to create fear in the hearts of his awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala said, don't fear shaitan and don't fear the kuffar. وَخَافُونِي, but fear me only if you are really believers. Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come to you. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain evils also about the Jews, or what they had said, certain very bad words against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person has to be careful of that. And coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Remember, every one of us has to taste death one day. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give a person his reward in full. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ, a person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah, faqad faz, he has passed his examination. In the Arabic language, the word faz means when a person writes an examination and he passes, they say, fustu, I was successful, I passed my examination. So Allah Ta'ala said, this is the examination you are living in this world. If you are saved from Jahannam, you are entered into Jannah, then you are successful, you have passed your examination. And remember, this dunya, this worldly life, is only a box of deception. A person must be very, very careful about it. Coming to the end of the last ruku, where the Jews, they said that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had many miracles. His miracle was a stick. From there we understood the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Christian said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam used to give life to people. Some people were sick, he put his hand over them, they became better. What is the sign of your miracle? Make Mount Safa into gold for us. So Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. That Allah Ta'ala's qudrat is not only in these physical things which you can see, supernatural things, but all of these things also, the creation of the heavens and the earth, changing of the day and night, these are clear, clear signs for people of intelligence. If you will ponder about these things, you will definitely see the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are the intelligent people? Those who make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing, sitting, lying on their beds also, and pondering over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And when they will do this, they will say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. Oh Allah, Ta'ala, you are pure. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. And they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we have accepted iman. So forgive our sins, remove our shortcomings, and let us pass away always in the company of the pious people. And oh Allah, Ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, do not disgrace us, do not embarrass us. When they did this here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have accepted their dua. You must not become deceived by the kuffar and disbelievers and all the wealth they have got, and they're running around in the world, and they are going for holidays, and they are enjoying themselves. It's mata'un qaleel, for a short while they are getting some benefit, but their final result will be the fire of Jahannam. The people of taqwa, they are those people who will stand up and make jihad against their nafs, fight against themselves, make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be successful. They will have sabr at that time, fight against their enemies, they will show even more sabr, and they will protect the Islamic borders. They will have got the quality of taqwa. They are the people who are successful. So these are the qualities you must bring into our lives. This ayat, the last 10 ayat, the last few ayat of Surah Al-Imran, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, once he spent the night with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in the morning, then he looked towards the sky. Some narrations say when he came out of the house, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked out of the sky and he read these ayat. So if sometimes Allah gives us tawfiq, when we walk out of our house in the morning, it's one sunnah also to make amal upon. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layl. It's whole 2 pages, right till the end of the surah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read it. And once he mentioned, the destruction be to a person who reads his ayat and he doesn't ponder about them. When a person must read his ayat, he must at least understand the meaning, try to ponder about the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.